Good day. My name is Dion Rademeyer. I am the Consumer Affairs Specialist for the RMI in the Western Cape region. In today's episode of the podcast, we will be discussing the responsibility of a dealership or a workshop when interacting with the consumer at the time of accepting and delivering the consumer's vehicle. Further to the previous podcast by my colleague regarding the CPA, where the RMI was instrumental in promulgating the South African Automotive Code of Conduct, as displayed in many of your businesses today, this code, prescribed by the Minister in the Department of Trade and Industry of the Republic of South Africa, was voluntarily established by the automotive industry of South Africa and is to regulate the interaction between the automotive industry and its consumers in relation to matters dealt with within the code. By belonging to the RMI, you subscribe to this code of conduct by, number one, providing goods and services that are safe and at prices that are fair and reasonable. Number two, honoring both the letter and the spirit of any warranties that accompanies the sale of goods and services. And number three, publicly acknowledging the consumer's rights to be heard, to be informed, to have the right to safety, the right to choose, and the right to redress with regard to the South African automotive industry. We live in unprecedented and challenging times, and we may occasionally encounter an opportunistic consumer who will attempt to claim for aged damages to a vehicle from a current repairer. It remains the responsibility of the service provider to ensure no such claims are made against the company when interacting with the consumer, and it is always advisable to get any interaction written and signed for by both the parties privileged to the service, to prevent any possibility of a claim against the company, coupled with the need to pay special attention when accepting or delivering a vehicle to the business before and after the repairs. Service providers must constantly be cognizant of all possibilities of a claim of poor workmanship and other allegations when the vehicle arrives at your business. Take an extra few minutes to walk around the consumer's car and point out or identify any marks, scratches, or any other defects to the vehicle before any work commences. Taking photographs where there are noticeable marks or defects and attaching such to a job card is highly recommended. Pay special attention to details such as hubcap condition, mag wheel condition or mag rim condition, the presence and the absence of valve caps. Note these items and get the consumer to sign acknowledgement of such. Once the work on the vehicle has been completed and is ready for delivery back to the consumer, the same document where the vehicle was signed in is now signed out, confirming the exact same defects, scratches, and or other marks on the vehicle. We do on occasion encounter a consumer whose vehicle was damaged after it was delivered by the workshop, who then claims that those damages were caused by the workshop whilst the repairs were done. Disputes of this nature can best be avoided by proper compliance with service and repair check-ins. The document needed for this is available at our regional offices and will protect your business from unrealistic claims by any consumer. Thank you.